Question of the week from the Naked Scientists.
Hello, you're listening to Question of the Week with me, Laura Brooks. This time, we've been wagging our tails over Josh's question.
Do animals ever experience the placebo effect? For example, pets who have previously had successful veterinary interventions.
Could your pet be fooled by fake pills? To find out, I spoke to Eleanor Drinkwater, researcher in animal behaviour at the University of York.
When talking about the placebo effect, we tend to think of cases where just the belief in a treatment can make you feel a certain way, even when the treatment has no actual effect. It therefore seems counterintuitive to think of animals showing a placebo effect when they do not necessarily understand the aim of the treatment and can't therefore show belief in the outcome. However, current research suggests that the placebo effect is not just caused by one mechanism, but rather by a range of different mechanisms. One mechanism in particular for which there is strong evidence in animals is conditioning. In conditioning, an active substance which elicits a response can be repeatedly paired with an inactive substance, like a smell or a taste. Eventually, the inactive substance alone can elicit the response of the active substance. One great example is actually the first description of this from Pavlov, who's very famous for his experiments in dogs. Now, in this particular experiment, he would place a dog in a chamber and inject it with morphine. After a few days of injections, he found that just placing the dog in the chamber would result in the dog physiologically reacting as if it had been injected.
Interesting. It seems that, with conditioning, dogs can experience placebo effects. And if that isn't surprising enough, Eleanor told me that, at least in rats, it can go as far as altering immune function.
One incredible example of this was shown by Ader and Cohen back in 1975. In their remarkable study in rats, they showed that by pairing a distinctive taste with injections of immunosuppressant, they could condition an association between the taste and the change in the immune system. This meant that the conditioned rats would show a dampened immune response if they were given the taste alone, even without the active immunosuppressant. So, overall, while it might be difficult to determine if animals can show a placebo effect through certain mechanisms like expectancy or belief, there is strong evidence for animals exhibiting the placebo effect through other mechanisms like conditioning.
Well, there you have it. Thanks, Eleanor. And next time, we'll be answering this question from Gareth.
Is it plausible to draw any kind of link between nuclear tests by countries like North Korea and the prevalence of earthquakes? Could there be a link?
If you have any ideas, do get in touch on Twitter, on our Facebook page, or on our forum, nakedscientists.com/forum. And until next time, if you have a question you'd like us to answer, email chris@thenakedscientists.com. Thanks for listening, and goodbye from me and the rest of the Naked Scientists.
Question of the Week is part of the Naked Scientists podcast and supported by the Wellcome Trust and UK Fast. Look us up online at nakedscientists.com.